This is Batchy for Blokes.
Oh, this is the show that we have been waiting for.
So much material.
My name is Jackie Kosolke, and with me, Joe Thornley.
Hello, I'm a flirtatious Ugg boot. Current Ugg boot to episode ratio is 3-2.
Yes, it is.
Maths.
We're here to recap The Bachelorette for you. If there's anywhere you want to be to listen to a discussion about Bachelorette, you always want Joe Thornley there.
Yeah.
Because she studies this show for work, writing the recaps for Yahoo7/B.
Wait till I tell my career counsellor at high school that I am now Australia's premier expert.
Is there anything else you want to plug?
Mate, I am replete. I am not lacking. I've been plugged 3 times by My Favourite Murder. I'm happy.
Which is a great podcast.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
They are. I don't fangirl much. Yeah. In fact, I really, really hate the word fangirl. But, oh, my God.
I know. You're really going in. I'm really enjoying it.
I love them so much. And I moonwalked for them.
I know
so
you
happy.
Did. I know you did. So, Sophie Monk, you are a dream
Australia's bachelorette. Sweetheart!
We are so behind you.
It, which is, you know, not many of us fit behind her.
No.
Because she's fit.
She is really fit. She is beautiful. She, I really just want to have a dry white wine with her.
Oh, mate, she's like Bogue Vogue.
Yes.
She's perfection.
B-O-U-G-E?
No, that's Bouge.
Oh, Bouge. I was going, all right.
B-O-G-U-E.
Yeah. As in, oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. So Wednesday night, the first episode of the series is always the best. Always the best.
But it's always everyone came with an unnecessary bauble.
Yeah, there was a bit of that.
It started, though, with the world's most interesting oxymoron, hot magician.
So I went to LA with my friend Mel.
Mm.
And she said to me, she's like, oh, I've got us into Magic Castle. And I was like, great, what is it? Do you know what Magic Castle
you,
is?
You might have told me this story. Oh, is it a place where there is actual magic?
Yeah, like it's a secret magician's club in Hollywood, right? And the only way to get in is you have to know a magician and be invited by them.
So nobody ever goes.
So, and it's this old mansion in Hollywood, right? And you rock up, you give them your name, you're not allowed to take any photos inside or anything like that. To get inside, you have to say open sesame. And
no.
And the door just swings open.
My brain is rejecting this information.
It's like a rabbit warren of rooms and performance stuff and magicians just doing. There's a barman who's a magician and there's like all the paintings on the wall, their eyes sort of follow you as you walk past.
How much does it cost to get in?
It's free because it's a secret club and I was invited as a guest.
Imagine your childhood aspiration to one day perform magic in a house.
No, that is legit. It's Neil Patrick Harris, like, is a partial owner of this. You know, the old mate from
yeah.
Yeah, he was great. He's
okay, my childhood aspiration is to do magic in Doogie Howser's house.
Anyway, it was cool, the end.
Okay. We've got a lot to get through, Jackie.
So, Apollo was the first out of the limo.
What a spunk rat.
Yeah. Not my type. But I can appreciate a fine male specimen.
Yeah. I don't go the bulges either. But he's.
I like a little bit of bulge, but not I'm on protein
shakes.
Oh,
where it counts, Jackie, where it counts. But for a guy that looks how he does, he seems really sincere and lovely.
I wasn't expecting him to be so cool and just so level-headed.
Magic does keep you humble, though.
Then we had
Jared. With the grapes.
Okay.
No. We're still on Team Jared.
Okay. All right.
Until we discuss episode 2.
So he brought a barrel, like a miniature. No, I don't know. What would you call it? A dish of grapes.
A dish of grape. And invited. He keeps getting Sophie to take her shoes off. Foot fetish. I can't tell if Jared is attractive or not. I can't tell. I stare at him and I can't. Remember on Seinfeld they had the girl that's good looking in some lights and not in others?
Yeah.
That's Jared.
Yeah.
I'm
going to wait till the end of the podcast.
Let's
to see
follow
what
the curve as it
yep.
occurred.
All right. Cool.
Eden with his boombox.
Yeah. Okay. When that happened, he was in a red tracksuit and he was like, breakdancing.
Yeah.
I was like, bye, mate.
Yeah. Popping, locking, leaving.
Yep. what.
Although he does have a strong Kiwi accent. So it was hop hop.
Yeah. There's a couple of Kiwis. There's two, actually.
Yeah, spun on your head.
Then there was Sam, who brought his nephews.
Don't send three boys in to do a man's job. Sam, in fact, gentlemen in general, just let your hair recede.
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
He's got a man bun, but what he's styling it in, like a Donald Trump comb over.
Yeah, and he's
the same color as Trump's hair too.
Beach Trump.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you need
Bondi Trump.
Bondi Trump. Sure. But you can tell it's a struggle. He wants to keep the beachy hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the hairline's receding. Just, like, sort that shit out.
A comb over is
worse than open weeping sores on your scalp.
Oh, I know that men might feel insecure about losing their hair, right?
Mm.
I have a lot of bald friends. There's a couple of baldies that I work with, right? And they look great. You look great.
Mate,
we're fine with it.
I love them.
I have no problem with a baldie.
The difference in how attracted I am to a guy that's losing his hair and a guy that is very, very clearly trying to hide the fact that he's losing it. Chalk and cheese.
100%.
And I don't eat chalk.
Yeah, 100%.
What am I even talking about?
No, I understood. Do we talk about Jordan's entrance?
Jordan, mate, let's sit down and have a chat.
Yeah.
Let's take it in chunks. The first one puts a blindfold on Sophie and then just pisses off.
That was weird.
It was like
it was that, weird.
That doesn't make you mysterious.
It makes you creepy.
A creepy dickhead.
Yes.
Yeah, because every girl loves a guy that leaves when she's not looking.
100%.
Come on, Jordan. But also he's that, and if it's, you know how you see a shop and it says fashion boutique and there's nothing fashionable in there if the word fashion is on the front? People who go, I'm so weird, I'm so super weird, I'm the weirdest.
No, you're just a dickhead.
He's not, yeah.
Who was the guy who brought the guitar and started singing?
Mac.
Yeah, okay. So Mac was singing, you and me.
Yeah, I learned all the words.
You and me.
You.
And me.
Me.
Then whoever is editing the show again, we'd like to meet you. We cut to a limo where supervillain
Blake
was waiting, and he went, and you could just hear faintly, you and me. And Blake's like,
oh, I got a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah, I got a few minutes. Then Blake arrives with a box with Ugg boots and wine in
which
it.
I hate it when bad people make good choices. That's a great present.
Yeah.
But just a little quote from his backstory, and you know he's hanging around for a while because he got backstory.
Mm.
My parents gave me good genes and I want to do the same for my children, so I will only go out with or marry hot chicks.
Oh, God.
We are so clearly supposed to hate him. And he's like, you know, I'm like nothing this show has seen before. This show has seen many wankers, Blake.
I am tainted because my friend knows him. And
right.
A couple of weeks ago she texted me and she's like, massive dickhead.
And you texted back going, yeah,
well,
yes.
First thing she said was, I know someone in The Bachelorette. And I was like, oh my God, is it the magician? She's like, no, it's Blake and he's a dickhead. And I was like, ugh. All right, cool. You know the villain. So we'll get, you know, five episodes of backstory.
But then we thought that was it with the villain.
Yes, no.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, so Blake is one of those dickheads that's just this overtly egotistical wanker.
Yeah.
Ryan is the kind of guy that, like, waits outside your window.
He's Kiwi too, isn't he?
Yes.
Is he Kiwi? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But he likes a woman to be respectful.
Yes.
And he walks in. He was like, I don't want Sophie wasting my time. That's basically his whole shtick.
Dudes like that, I just can't.
Which is why I know I'm skipping ahead, but I love that for the photo shoot in episode two, they pretty much put him in a nappy.
Can we, there was one guy who all right, I'm going to say it now.
They're all the names I remember. I'm just warning you.
All right, I'm going to say it now. All of the bachelors were too young and too mature.
I don't know if they were too... No, wait. I don't know how old he is, but James.
Is he the tall one that looks
no,
like an AFL
James
player?
No, James is the short one that was super nervous.
Oh, James.
I love James
so
much.
I know. And then there's a really tall one who kind of looks like an AFL player.
Yeah, there's three of those.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, they're all the names. But
I was just like, all these guys are 24-year-olds. I'm like, no.
No, like a lot of them are in their 30s.
Oh, there's a lot of young dudes though. And I'm like, ugh.
I know, because of your recent policy that you...
Exactly.
You're going 50s.
Yeah, I've got to, yeah. Because I'm the same age as Sophie and I can't. I thought to myself, I can't go under 30 now. And now I'm starting to discover I can't even go under 35 because they're just too immature.
Yeah, yeah. And men only start thinking with their brains at 30.
I'm generalizing massively.
A little bit.
Being the same age as Sophie, I'm like, no, I wouldn't date a 24-year-old.
They say that age is just a number, but do you know what has even less meaning than age?
What?
A double delight rose.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Usher turned up. And again, every time he turns up, my housemate goes, Usher, Usher.
And everyone in the house goes, wee.
And there's a lot of you.
There's so much you and backslapping.
This is the difference between The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. On The Bachelor, all the girls are like, woo. And then on The Bachelorette, the dudes are like, you.
It's like someone put the Fonz in a blender.
Yeah, pretty much. So Usher turns up and it's like, guys, welcome along, blah, 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 blah. This year you want the, and flicks out a pink rose with like red tips and it's like a double delight rose.
And he tweeted at the time that that's the hardest he's ever tried to keep a straight face in all of the series when he was saying double delight.
Oh, I'd like to get Usher on the podcast. I reckon he would.
Usher, mate.
Should we do that?
Yeah. Let's message him.
All right. He's in the family. He's in the family of this radio station. Well, I'll get him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll just, let's leave a trail of vegan snacks.
So the double delight rose was whoever gets it gets two dates. And then I kind of got over it.
But I think they can just be eliminated anyway. So yeah. It's relatively meaningless.
Yeah. So then the crazy ensued at the cocktail party.
Including, that's not a sea otter.
Yeah, okay.
That house is out near Dural or something.
Before we got to the sea otter, Sophie started a game of Never Have I Ever. And Never Have I Ever is trying to get people to talk about embarrassing sexual encounters is the point of that story, I think. Mm. The point of that game. So Never Have I Ever been cheated on. And then Jordan, the weirdo, starts crying. And then Sophie, because she's a goddess and is so kind, went and sat next to him and was like, oh, mate, it's okay, la, 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 what happened? And he's like...
But then he's like, someone accused him of cheating, but he hasn't cheated and he hasn't been cheated on. So he has cheating FOMO. That's what's upsetting him.
It was so strange. And then when you think things can't get any stranger, someone yells out, there's a sea otter in the pool.
Was it? I don't know what it was. Was it a big rat? Or a small possum?
I'm unsure. It kind of looked like a sloth to me, but do we have sloths in Australia? Okay. I don't know.
A, no. And B, sloths don't scurry.
No, they sloth. They would sloth about, wouldn't
definitely
they?
Definitely scurrying. Yes, Jackie, they would sloth about.
That's weird. What's a baby sloth called?
You did a zoology degree. I don't know. A baby sloth. I only look smart.
Okay. So then... That was weird.
And a walk-off between the man buns and the clean cuts. And that's all we're saying about that because that was stupid. Oh, except Uncle Sam of the three nephews.
Yeah.
How many layers was he wearing?
Why was he wearing long johns when he did the strip-off?
I mean, I know it looked like a cold because they had, like, vapor breath.
And he had, like, white undies on. As soon as he jumped in the pool, I was like, doll.
Is he a Mormon?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
A surfing, receding Mormon.
Maybe.
But then he wouldn't have taken everything off.
That's like I have a Jewish friend and I said to him once, you know, what are you doing for Christmas? Because I'm an asshole. And he goes, oh, no, I don't have Christmas. Yeah. He goes, oh, but we sort
so
of
you
do.
Say-
and he goes, I'm Jew-ish.
So you're saying Sam's a fair weather Mormon.
Oh, maybe.
Right, yeah.
Maybe.
I think that's great.
We're at the Rosatorium. Two randoms went who I don't know. Bye. One of them looked like Yahoo Serious and I was like, bye Yahoo Serious,
oh,
I love your work.
Nice. Kind of a Chad Kroger Yahoo Serious mashup.
Yeah. Then we got to Thursday night's episode and we had
the first single date.
Now, one thing I want to say about Bachelor Mansion, what I love about when you get 16 guys together competing for the one woman is that they can be just as bitchy as the ladies, right? But also supportive of each other at the same time.
Ah, the amount of high fives is enchanting.
It was like, oh, what's he doing? Oh, he's talking to her. Oh, no, 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 no. But good on him.
It's also in the backslapping. Bring back backslapping.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, if they're a football team, ass slapping.
Yeah. Well, I say why just not limit it to the footy art.
And all I will say in that house, right, you know how I just said, oh, the dudes are too young and la, la, la. The youngest is Apollo, the magician, or as someone described him as Apollo.
That's like, yeah, I was.
Which is the Australian pronunciation.
Apollo. Friends from work messaged me saying, he's only 24. And I said, what, centimetres?
Apollo was so cool in the house. Like
he defends everyone. Oh, he pulls chairs out for people.
Oh, what a delight. What a delight.
Love to wake up with your face in his pecs, wouldn't you? Actually, no. I don't do that. Well,
they're too hard to sleep on, too. They're a bit hard.
Yeah.
So then, and also, you know what? If you lived with Apollo, your kitchen would just be those giant tubs of protein shakes.
Yes, and your bathroom would just be discarded wax strips.
And you'd have to go to F45 all the time. It's
not worth it.
It's just not worth it.
It's a cult.
It's a cult, I tell you. Joe has another podcast, guys.
It's fine. We don't need to.
No,
it's been fine. Promoted enough.
It's fine. And it's like, it's currently top 10 on the iTunes chart. So if you want to find it, it's called Zealot. And the episode one features me. She's got real, actual people on it that of note.
You're a real actual person. Can we just establish
she
that?
Got me. She's like, do you want to come on this podcast? And I was like, yeah. We had about 3 bottles of wine, I think. Sure. And halfway through the podcast, you can just hear me topping up.
Yeah, like this clink.
Anyway, it's called Zealot, if you want to find it, once you've finished listening to this one. If you're still listening to this podcast, that is.
If you just can't get enough.
So
the Jared date.
Jared. Okay, so they went to Spotless Stadium, which is the home of the GWS Giants, which I hope do well this weekend. I like AFL.
Yes, I know.
I'm in New South Wales. And
you're
no
allowed.
One,
it's
I know.
Allowed.
I know. You know. Just people get funny about it. Anyway.
This wasn't just a fear or adventure date. This was an abject terror date.
I was confused because, okay, my biggest problem with this show, when The Bachelor or The Bachelorette pretends that they planned the date and Sophie was doing such a great job of, I almost believed her.
Yeah.
She goes, it was my idea to conquer my fears. And Soph, this is not a criticism because we're obsessed with you. Basically, what did they have to do? They had to like high
climb
wire.
A pilot. But this was the highest wire ever.
Yeah, it was like a high wire and then they had
that's
to.
That's a one-way ticket to Browntown.
And she couldn't finish it. And that's okay.
What would your date be if it was whatever you're most frightened of? What would you do?
Okay, I can't ride bikes. Can't ride a bike. Can't ride a bike.
You're like Tara from The Bachelor.
Yeah, I can't ride a bike. Also that and really terrifying roller coasters. Nope.
Oh. Mine would be, let's go on a date in a room full of grasshoppers and people who are vomiting.
Oh, yeah, or Australian Reptile Park. Not cool with that either.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Snakes or reptiles in general? Or just anything cold-blooded?
Anything like that. And even like spiders and stuff? No. There's a list there.
We are never going to fight over guys, are we?
No. That's why we're friends. They, I don't know, so freaked out. And then
and this was when we're totally on Team Jared.
Oh, yeah. He was
Sophie
so
is
lovely.
Terrified. Mm-hmm. You can hear it. You can see it. Her legs are wobbly. Mm. Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
What leggings were they, Jackie?
I think they're a brand called Lurv, right. As in L-U-R-V, obviously. Mm. They were, and I don't own those leggings, but I went.
Someone said Jaggard on my
Oh,
on
Jaggard,
Twitter.
Which is Beck Judd's brand. Beck Judd is a football wag, the wife of Chris Judd.
Right.
Former Carlton and West Coast Eagles captain and champion.
Jackie's superpower is identifying activewear.
But I thought they were Lurv or Jagger, right. To be fair. And I've made a mental note to try and find them because I thought they were a nice colour. Anyway, continue.
So Sophie's frozen with terror, 9,000 feet in the air.
Yep.
And, I've lost my seat. she sounds like a politician that's with dual citizenship.
Yes, yes.
And he was so supportive. He's distracting her. He's smiling. Yeah. He's engaging her in conversation.
Yep.
She feels better.
Yeah.
They go down to finish the date under a Bunnings pergola.
On a?
A festooned Bunnings pergola on a sofa.
Welcome.
Welcome. I've been looking forward to making that pun for a long time.
So sofa is spelled SOPH dash.
Hyphen A.
And then talk. What do you want? I want this. Oh, I want that too.
She's like, how do you treat people? And this is the point that I started to lose my boner, my Jared boner, was when she said, how do you treat people you go out with, and he said, like my queen. And there was no K in that queen.
The only time you can say queen is if you're like, yes, queen.
Or on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yep.
It has to be pronounced K-W-E-E-N.
It's like that was the first glimpse into the Jared intensity.
Yes.
Dude.
Then she gave
first
him a
pash.
Gave him a rose and they had a pash. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. And it wasn't really... enough. They should have done something with that. They've got the electronic scoreboard. It's saying the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Surely they could like put a score up or something when they pashed. Wasted opportunity.
Then we were
group
on
date,
a group
photo
date
shoot.
With a photo shoot for news.com. J-Mo,
yep,
was there, his journal entertainment journalist. And then so it was scenes of
that's it, like couples from history. Only one of those couples ever actually existed,
which was Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah,
yeah. And it was so it was like so Robin Hood,
Ares and Aphrodite.
Oh, that's right,
with Apollo's meat tray.
Yeah, so Apollo comes out and
Rig.
whoa. And then who was in the background? Oh, they had the little cupids
Harry,
in the background.
Harry and Ryan, the weird robotic villain.
Yeah.
In a nappy.
Yeah, that
as
was
Cupid.
Weird. And then, and Soph was like, God damn it, I loved it. She was like, oh, whoa, Apollo, can I touch
can
it?
Can I touch it?
Yes, yes.
And
you
I
can.
Like how she said it.
Yeah.
It's like it's a separate entity.
And that was, you know, that was a bit sexy. I still think Apollo's too young for her.
Need to let that go. And then, Robin Hood and Friar Tuck.
Okay, so.
I'm just going to say the spoonerism for Friar Tuck.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Friar Fuck. James. That's my James.
Okay, poor old James, right, got the most unflattering costume, which was a fat suit Friar Tuck.
And a balding wig.
And he just owned it. And she loved it.
Oh, she loved it.
And then Double Delight Rose Uncle Sam was Robin Hood.
And he's shouting that he can see her cans.
Okay, now.
One, don't objectify. Two, don't admit in front of everyone you objectify. And then don't keep doing it.
Here's my thing on that.
Mm.
Further to your point, absolutely. It just, when you do that, right, when you say, oh, I'm checking out your cans, straight away we just go,
you need to know someone to do that. That needs to be sort of semi-consensual and an in-joke or something.
Yeah, and it's the lowest common denominator. And it's like, it's not, it just, come on, mate.
Not when it's not even her choice right now then to be in that position where he can look right down her dress. Like, that was under direction from the photographer, not her choice.
And also, what I did enjoy about the first two episodes of The Bachelorette, and, you know, this happens all the time and it's fine. We don't have a problem with it, is that whenever, you could tell when all the dudes were talking to Sophie, their eyes were going down and they were like, oh, shit, don't look at her boobs. Oh, shit, don't look.
He's just ogling.
Yeah, it was, and then telling her he was doing that, it just straight away makes.
But shouting so other people could hear intentionally.
You know what? It's really unattractive.
And
it's, don't do it.
You feel really, really uncomfortable when people do that.
You feel uncomfortable, and you feel, when people do it to me, I feel embarrassed.
Like, I hate it when people just shout out on the street that they can see my cans. Hate it.
Uncle Sam, I'm off you after that. Then we had, oh yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde. Jordan.
Who, oh, Jordan was wearing a moon boot. From one to episode two.
Basketball injury or something.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Which just makes him lame twice. But he was the most apologetic looking Clyde
ever. He was kind of stooped over.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And it's like, hey, I've got some money.
Soph looked great. Soph looked so
amazing.
Great.
Chicken, just Australia's in love with her.
100%. Great, great Bachelorette. Excellent casting, Channel 10.
Yep. Then Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve, which was villain Ryan wearing.
Doing push-ups.
A G-string.
A floral G-string.
A actual G-string.
And they're biting apples and they're... And he's not saying I can see her can.
No.
Even though he can see pretty much... He can see her inguinal ligament.
Yeah, yeah, no. And that's... Yeah.
So he was kind of respectful but still a douche.
Yes, he was. But that's his MO. He's like, I'm here to stir things up, basically.
Totally.
Then we were at the cocktail party. And the one thing that I prefer The Bachelorette to The Bachelor.
Mm.
That's just me. The one thing that I miss about the female-fronted series is that it's the girls getting drunk at the cocktail party, because dudes just don't get drunk like we do. I mean,
do. Some of them, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was about to get on that. I'm drunk now. But this is also the most significant thing we can say about the cocktail party is this is when we turned on Jared.
Now, I have a couple of thoughts I wanted to share. Okay, basically, Jared, like, I was watching this last night and I texted Joe and all I wrote was, call your jets, mate.
Yes. And if you do already have a rose.
Calm down.
Calm down. And it seemed, there was a point where it just seemed like he was being a little bit sort of insistent and staring at her all the time and really imagining that he's the one. But then when the other guys go, but it's disrespectful to the other guys, and he says, I'm not marrying them.
Oh.
Rickets. In the distance, a dog howls.
It was such a turn
off. You're not marrying her either, mate. You've been on one date.
It was such a turn off. And that's the point where I sort of, okay, this is what I thought of that. And I felt a bit sorry for Soph. I thought, shit, he's gone on a date with Sophie Monk, mega babe, Australian TV celebrity, then has had a pash with her, has then carried on with his mates as if I've pashed a celebrity. That's how I felt.
True.
And I was like,
true.
Oh, mate, I hope that you like her for who she is, not what she's done.
I would almost say that Ryan has a better attitude towards Sophie. Don't waste my time, Sophie.
Beautiful young Apollo. Does. Or as we look, we say it with our proper Australian
Apollo.
Accent. Apollo.
Apollo has a beautiful attitude towards everything.
He really does. And I think, okay, I know you don't like to read backstories and things.
Oh,
but
then he lost the weight.
And he had a heart attack. He was extremely overweight, had a heart attack, lost 150 kilos or
did
something.
Did he
ridiculous.
Have Apollo pulmonary?
Maybe.
Mm.
Bless him. You're right. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous boy.
Let's get on the Apollo train. There's seriously room for everybody.
But I just sort of thought, no, that's not cool, mate. You're not being cool. And I get that you're
Jared now.
Yeah.
No, it's just calmed down. And then he gave Ugg boots, which stole Blake's thunder.
And Blake was pissed. And I was like, oh shit, I'm kind of siding with Blake. What is happening?
Yeah. So I think that's going to be really interesting because you would never have pegged Jared as one to cause ruckus.
No. And it was also, I really lost my bone.
Everybody did.
Yeah, I'm done. And it's like,
what a trajectory.
You know that great meme, which is Tyra Banks from America's Next
yes.
Top Model?
Oh, a lot where, of people, like yeah. my friend Laura tweeted that.
If you don't know, if you're not
we
familiar.
We were rooting for you.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the meme, she sent a girl home on one of the series. And then it's basically, the meme is Tyra Banks like screaming, going, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Jared.
Yeah.
You stuffed it, mate.
Yeah, you really messed that up. Mm. So then.
Not as much as Jordan did.
Weirdo Jordan went home, bye,
yep.
mate.
Yeah, he limped up to. Limped up to give Sophie a rose.
And that's...
It was action-packed, Jackie.
Week one of The Bachelorette.
I'm spent.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to do your bit.
Oh, right. We're finished.
Yes.
And like the back section of a pair of floral underpants, we gone.